welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to stop your horse from tilting its head. Now, a comment that's often seen on dressage score sheets is head tilting. Now, if your horse tends to tilt his head, you will be marked down in a test situation each time he does it. So, what causes the evasion in the first place, and how can you correct this fault? So, in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at why your horse may be tilting his head, and we'll give you some tips on how you can cure the habit. So, firstly, what is head tilting? Well, head tilting is commonly seen in dressage horses, usually when on a circle or making a turn. And some horses tilt their head when performing lateral movements or making a downward transition. Now, when a horse tilts his head, he usually tips his nose to the outside with his inside ear dropping lower, causing his head to tip over to one side, or tilt. Now, whichever the side to which your horse tips his nose, that's the problem side. For example, if your horse tips his nose to the left when you're riding on the left rein, then there is most likely an issue with the left contact, or the horse may be experiencing some physical discomfort on his left side. So now let's talk about how you go about identifying if your horse is tilting his head. Now, some riders confuse head tilting for flexion. So how can you tell if your horse is tilting his head? So start by watching the horse moving towards you. Now, his ears and his eyes should remain parallel to the ground. Now, if the horse has his nose pointing to the outside and his inside ear is lower, then he is most likely tilting. Now, when the horse turns his head to the side, he should not lead with his jaw or his nose. So, to see what we mean, try this test to give yourself a clearer understanding. So first, turn your head to the left with your chin leading. So notice how your right ear drops and your spine is pushed out of alignment. Now that's a head tilt. Now in contrast, turn your head to the left again, but this time keep your chin parallel to the ground. Now this will feel more comfortable and you'll feel less tension in your neck. And this is exactly the same for your horse. Now, it's much easier to see a head tilt from the ground than it is to detect it from the saddle. So if you're still struggling to identify if your horse is tilting his head or not, you can either video yourself riding or you can ask your trainer to watch you. So now let's move on to discussing several different reasons why your horse may tilt his head. So firstly, physical problems. Now, tilting can sometimes be indicative of some physical problems, such as discomfort in the neck, teeth, or head. So, your first job is to make sure that your horse is not in pain by asking an equine dentist, a physio, and your vet to check the horse over. Now, physiological causes of tilting include the following. So, vestibular disease, such as an infection, EPM, West Nile virus, which is sometimes shortened to WNV, there's neurological disorders, spinal subluxation, dislocation or another injury, dental issues, mouth or tongue lacerations or abscesses. Now also, a bit or a badly adjusted noseband that is causing discomfort in the horse's mouth can also cause head tilting, so remember to check that the horse's tack fits correctly too. Now, to determine if the cause of the horse's head tilt is physical, observe the horse whilst he is in his stable at rest, when he's eating, and when he's turned out. And usually, if physical discomfort is the root cause of the problem, then the horse will continue to tilt or shake his head even when he's not been ridden. Now, this leads us nicely into discussing another reason why a horse may tilt his head, and that is due to poor training and riding. Now, a common cause of a head tilt is the rider's overuse of one rein. Now, that impacts on the horse's head position as well as affecting the animal's overall balance and paces. Now, if the head is tilting, the horse won't be able to travel straight, and most likely his stride will shorten and he will lose engagement and fall onto his forehand. Now, problems with straightness and therefore suppleness to the bend usually cause the horse's hindquarters to swing out and his hind legs to cross over when he negotiates a turn or a small circle. Now, often the issue arises because the rider is trying to establish a connection to the outside rein so that the horse's energy travels from behind, through the back and the neck, and into the contact. But sometimes the rider will use too much hand, creating a false inside flexion in the horse's neck, which in turn rotates and twists the spine, especially at the pull. Now, as a consequence, the horse is heavier on one shoulder, overbent in his neck, and develops a head tilt. Now, the problem can be corrected by riding the horse forward and keeping him straight into an even contact. And if the contact feels heavy on one side, the rider must proactively ease and relax her hand on that side whilst taking up a slightly stronger supportive contact on the other rein. Try this exercise to help correct the problem. So begin on a 20 meter circle in trot, and then on the open part of the circle, ride a transition to walk and then leg yield away from your inside leg. And then when the horse connects to your outside rein, pick up the trot again and soften the inside rein. Now, by doing this, your horse should become steadier into your outside rein and you should be able to turn right and left with equal ease, changing the horse from one outside rein to the other without resistance. And you will find it easier to keep the horse straight and the head tilt should start to disappear. Now, the last reason that we're going to discuss when it comes to head tilting is stiff at the pull. Now, some horses can be stiff through the pull, again due to poor training methods or sometimes because of tension. So here's an exercise to help make the horse more supple through the pull, which can sometimes help to correct head tilting. So first, begin by halting on the track so that the horse's body is absolutely straight and parallel from nose to tail. So keep the horse's neck parallel to the fence and remember that the horse can bend his neck and still stay firmly locked at the pull. Next, use an indirect rein aid to move the horse's face an inch or so to the left and then to the right so that you can just see his inside or outside eye and or nostril. Now, to use an indirect rein, close your fingers gently around the reins and then turn your wrist smoothly as though you were unlocking a door. Now, throughout the movement, your hands should remain side by side and your fingernails will be on top. But don't pull back and don't vibrate the reins, as that will only flex the jaw and tighten the angle at the throat latch. Now, once you've turned your wrist, return your hand to its starting position. And don't cross your hands over the horse's withers, and remember to maintain the opposite rein contact so that the horse doesn't bend in his neck. Now, check that you're doing the exercise properly by looking to see if the horse's neck is still parallel to the fence. Now, you can check to see whether this exercise is working by giving one hand forward towards the horse's mouth, allowing a small loop to form in the rein as you do so, and the horse should stay flexed in that direction. For example, flex the horse to the right and then give him the right rein. The horse should stay flexed to the right without your hand holding him there. Now, once you've achieved that in halt, try the same exercise in walk and then in trot. And once you've suppled the horse's pull in walk and trot, try the exercise in canter. But as with any schooling exercise, if you encounter problems in one pace, go back to the gait in which you managed to carry out the exercise successfully and start again. So to wrap this episode up, head tilting is a common fault that is seen in dressage tests. Now, the problem can be caused by a physical issue, in which case intervention by an appropriate professional is in order. However, more usually, a horse tilts its head to avoid some problem that has been created by his rider, and a good trainer should be able to help you identify and correct what you're doing wrong. Now, if you have any of the hints and tips and questions that you would like to ask us with regard to this podcast episode, then please don't forget to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, books, training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.